Haunted cars. We have all heard about haunted ships, and some of them are very famous, such as the Flying Dutchman, but how many of us have heard about other pieces of transportation which are haunted? I bet it isn't nearly as many. History tells us the Great War, or World War I, was started when Archduke Franz Ferdinand was shot in his car. Did this event have any effect on the car? Some believe the car became haunted, perhaps by the Archduke. Why would people believe this? It is because the car passed hands many times. As a matter of fact, in a relatively few years it had 15 different owners who managed to get in 6 accidents which caused 13 deaths. One of my favorite stories about the car was about an Austrian general who was said to have been riding in the car when he experienced a fit of insanity. Was this caused by an evil spirit? I wonder if he raised off the ground or his head twisted around? Just kidding. Some owners sold the car after they had bad things happen to them. They were convinced the car was bad luck, and I can understand why. One man lost his arm in one of a few accidents he had in the car. Another died when he tried to avoid hitting 2 pedestrians, which he ran into anyway. Today the car is in the Museum of Military History in Vienna, Austria. It was a warm night in South Africa in 2004. Nothing seemed to be unusual, that is, until a car started to do strange things in front of witnesses. The car had been parked and turned off. The car, a Renault Megane, started on its own. There were 9 witnesses, and 2 of them were police officers. They watched in amazement as the empty car started and jumped twice in front of everybody. When the car was examined, there was no key in the ignition and the parking brake was on. Some witnesses said the engine was revving as if an unseen entity was stepping on the gas. One of the most famous of all so-called haunted cars is one which belonged to the actor James Dean. Dean didn't make many movies before he died, but he became an instant superstar. His car is a Porsche 550 and infamous. Dean purchased the car and 1 week later died in it in a crash. He had named the car Little Bastard, and painted the name on the engine cover. Alec Guinness had met Dean, who showed him the car. Guinness had said he felt something sinister about it, but Dean laughed. Soon after that, Dean had a head-on collision in the car and was killed, while the other driver only had a scratch on his nose. The wreck was purchased for $2,500, and while a mechanic was looking at it on a lift, it fell off onto him and broke his leg. Parts were taken from the car and used in 2 different race cars. One of the cars which got a part slammed into a tree, killing the driver. The other car had a wheel lock up and rolled over, seriously injuring the driver. 2 tires were sold from the car, and they both exploded when they were put on another car, causing that car to run off the road. The wreck was then used in a highway safety exhibit. The garage it was in burned to the ground, and yet the wreck was not damaged further. The next exhibit it was put in was in a high school, and the car fell off the display and broke a student's hip. The owner of the wreck was hauling the car on a flatbed truck, and somehow the wreck fell on him and he was killed by being thrown off the truck. The wreck was then being taken to a safety exhibit in Los Angeles and disappeared. There is a story about what is considered a haunted car, and one some felt was being driven by the devil at times. The car was a black Volga, which is a Russian car, and it was being driven in Russia. It was said to have white walls and curtains, and many who saw it came to a bad end. It was claimed if you approached the car you would die within 24 hours. It was also said the car was responsible for the abduction of children. The car became so infamous people in some of the satellite countries also heard about it. I am not saying the car appeared outside Russia, because I do not know. The highest caste in Russia would drive Volga limousines. When President Kennedy was killed, he was shot in his Lincoln Continental. The scene is burned into the minds of those old enough to have seen the film and videos of the event. The car was still used after that by 3 more presidents for the next 13 plus years, and then was finally sent to the Henry Ford Museum. This is where paranormal activity started. Many visitors to the museum have reported seeing ghostly apparitions near the car. Some of the presidents who used the car reported feeling uncomfortable, but wouldn't anyone who knew the history of the car? Bonnie and Clyde were famous gangsters. Bonnie was Clyde's girlfriend. They were gangsters who worked the central states of our country with their gang, and became wanted by the FBI. They rampaged between 1931 and 1935. The gang was responsible for killing at least 9 police officers and some civilians. Life didn't mean much to them. Clyde liked to drive a Ford V8 car for the speed. A trap had been set for the two of them. Over 130 shots were fired into their car. Some were fired from Browning high-powered rifles, and they ripped right through the car into Bonnie and Clyde, killing them. The car came to rest at Whiskey Pete's Casino in Prim, Nevada. It was left in its original condition, bullet holes and all. Visitors who take photos of the car have stated they have found some very paranormal-looking things in their photos, which has led some to believe the car is haunted. A debate about objects being haunted has been taking place for hundreds of years. Some say it is impossible for an object to be haunted, while others claim the object itself is not haunted but an apparition may have an attachment for a particular object. I guess I will leave the answer up to you.